Hey, good morning. 6:34, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
How you doing, kid? How you doing?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Our little fan is not working right now. It's like the fan and the rhino and Ace Ventura when nature calls.
Kind of hot in these studios.
Warm! Anyway, let's do your rock news.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Some rock news quick hits. Five Finger Death Punch has donated $30,000 to VetPaw, which is Veterans Empowered to Protect African Wildlife, while Breaking Benjamin gave $30,000 to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. The money came from a portion of the ticket sales on their just-wrapped fall tour. The two bands donated $250,000 to charities between their summer and fall tours.
Wow.
How cool is that?
Yeah, there you go.
Awesome job, guys. Master of Puppets by Metallica was voted best album of the 80s by the readers of Louder. Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction came in second. AC/DC's Back in Black placed third.
Ooh.
I'm on the fence about that. I mean, Master of Puppets is a great album. But when you think about AC/DC's Back in Black album,
yeah,
I mean, come on.
That was number
Appetite,
three?
And Appetite, too. Appetite was, ooh. I think Metallica probably should have been number three. And I'll even say this, being the biggest AC/DC fan in the world, I could honestly maybe see it being Appetite, then Back in Black, then Master of Puppets, or Back in Black, Appetite, Master of Puppets.
I think I agree with you on that.
Yeah. I mean, all amazing albums, but I don't think Metallica should be number one.
I think they got number one just because it's Metallica.
Yeah, but AC/DC has sold more than Metallica has.
Yeah, it's true.
Hell, the Back in Black album alone has sold, like, damn near more copies than...
Is this an American forum or whatever?
I think so.
American poll?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they're a little biased with that.
Now, this is an American band. We don't like the fact that Lars isn't full American. Anyway, Alice in Chains have a companion film to their latest album, Rainier Fog, due out next year. Black Antenna is a 90-minute sci-fi movie directed by Adam Mason. This is really cool. It will be rolled out in 10-minute segments starting in January, with each episode set to a different song from the album. They've posted a teaser video for the film on YouTube. I like that bands are doing stuff like this. You know, it's not like it's just an album, maybe some music videos. Like, they're doing a full video, a full movie, which I think is really cool, just kind of added value for fans.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. We'll be back.